This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, along with his wife, has been captured and flown out of the country, which came under large-scale US attack early this morning. In a social media post, US President Donald Trump said, US has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader. He mentioned that this operation was done in conjunction with US law enforcement. Several large explosions were heard early this morning in Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Venezuela has strongly criticized the Donald Trump-led government of the United States, accusing it of carrying out what it described as extremely serious military aggression. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Bogota, Colombia, which also manages affairs in Venezuela, released a statement advising Americans against traveling to Venezuela or its borders. However, Russia has condemned U.S. military strikes against Venezuela. In a statement, Russia's foreign ministry today condemned what it called a U.S. act of armed aggression against Venezuela, urging restraint and warning against further escalation. It said the pretexts cited to justify these actions are untenable. Moscow called for dialogue and said it was ready to support diplomatic efforts. Venezuela has declared a national emergency, denounced the military aggression, and demanded immediate proof of life for Maduro and his wife. Venezuela's Vice President, Delcy Rodriguez, demanded an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the US attacks on the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that wisdom and path shown by Bhagwan Buddha belong to all of humanity, and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprava Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at the Raipithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition.
Bhagavan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. Inka Bharat se bahar jana aur lautkar phir Bharat aana, ye dono hi padav apne aap mein bahut bada sabak hai. सबक ये है कि गुलामी सिर्फ राजनीतिक और आर्थिक नहीं होती गुलामी हमारी विरासत को भी तबाह कर देती है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi tomorrow via video conferencing. Over 1,000 players will compete as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions in the tournament, which will be held till the 11th of this month. A total of 20 Maoists, including People's Liberation Guerrilla Army Battalion Commander of the banned CPI Maoists, have surrendered before Telangana Director General of Police in Hyderabad. Battalion Commander Badse Sukha alias Deva and Telangana Committee Member Kankanala Raji Reddy also surrendered along with 18 other Maoists. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwani Vaishnaw underscored that India has made significant strides in technology with major advancements in 4G and 5G networks, semiconductor chips and telecom equipment. He said this while participating in the Panch Parivartan program organized in memory of Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Shrikant Shankar Joshi in New Delhi today. Kolkata Knight Riders KKR have released Bangladesh pacer Mustafizur Rahman from their IPL squad following instructions from the BCCI. Earlier, confirming the move, the franchise said in a statement that the board has permitted KKR to sign a replacement in accordance with IPL regulations. BCCI Secretary Devjit Sekhya confirmed the decision. The 44-day-long Magh Mela commenced today at the Sangam in Prayagraj with the auspicious bath on the posh Purnima. Devotees began taking the holy dip early in the morning. According to the Magh Mela Authority, 21,50,000 pilgrims had taken the sacred bath at the Sangam till 4 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.